From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. Democrats face a tough road in midterm elections this year, nationwide and in Florida. South Florida Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz is the party's point woman, the Democratic National Committee chair. She spoke with WLRN's Tim Padgett about the issues that could be a factor in November.
Thanks very much for coming in to talk with us, Congresswoman.
My pleasure.
As the DNC chair, you insisted recently the party will do better than expected because the Republicans are, as you said, still too extremist.
The number one issue that people are concerned about is jobs and the economy. They're not focused on repealing the Affordable Care Act, which the Republicans have forced us to vote on more than 50 times, because the law's working. And the Republicans have been focused on issues like Benghazi and other distractions. The bottom line is that I think we'll hold on to the United States Senate because our U.S. senators that are Democrats are focused on continuing to help folks build ladders to the middle class.
One issue Democrats may have to defend is President Obama's decision to negotiate Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl's release from Taliban captivity. Why do you think that that was the right call?
We have a long history of Republicans and Democrats throughout all the way back to the American Revolution, of making sure that we don't leave any soldier behind. The best analogy that I heard was from a Navy leader that said, you know, when a man goes overboard, the sailors don't question whether he jumped or how he came to fall in the water. They go get him.
Another case of a service member or former service member in the news is that of South Florida native and former Marine Andrew Tamaracy,
who's
in prison in Tijuana after inadvertently driving a pickup carrying guns into Mexico, where gun possession is illegal.
Sergeant Tamaracy is a constituent of mine. His family are constituents. We've been working closely with the State Department. Secretary Kerry has raised Sergeant Tamaracy's case with the highest levels of the Mexican government. I personally spoke with the Mexican ambassador. We are doing everything we can to expedite the Mexican justice system. Sergeant Tamaracy recently fired his defense attorney, so that process of reappointing, you know, getting a new one. But the Mexican justice system does have to be allowed to work while we are aggressively and diplomatically communicating with him and with the Mexican government to get him home quickly.
And speaking of veterans, Florida has sued the embattled Federal Department of Veterans Affairs for risking patient safety. Do you think the suit is warranted, and can the VA recover from this debacle?
I'm actually from here going to meet with the director of the Miami Veterans Administration healthcare system, and going to ask some pretty pointed questions myself about the care of our veterans here in South Florida. It is concerning. There being waiting lists that are unacceptably long is totally inappropriate, as President Obama has said, and that's why he's appointed a top-level senior administration staffer from the White House, Rob Neighbors, to oversee the VA. But we also have to recognize that there have been inappropriate cuts to the VA that Republicans have included as part of their budgets, and we're working to restore those as Democrats.
You recently finished hosting your fifth annual small business workshop in your district, and the country just recovered the jobs it lost during the Great Recession, but wages still lag far behind.
No one who works 40 hours a week should be on public assistance in order to be able to feed their families. So increasing the federal minimum wage to $10.10 an hour is the very least we should do. Small business is the backbone of our economy, and the majority of people employed in this country are employed by a small business. So the success of small businesses are a critical component to continuing our recovery.
I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.
And yesterday at this time, a story we aired about the music program at North Miami Middle School identified Michael Kamen as the director of the film Mr. Holland's Opus. He, in fact, is the composer who wrote the film score. We deeply regret the error. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatteo.